I'm just going to give a 3-minute recap of a 30-minute message from last week. So those who were here last week, you can have a bit of a snooze, have a bit of a pray, a bit of your own time, and I'll just explain what we did last week. So last week, we just wanted to look at just how generous God is. And God just gives us so many different things. He gives us life. We don't have our breath. We don't have our ability to do life without his say-so. He sustains all things. He creates all things. He also gives us this beautiful planet, this beautiful country, and everything that we need in order to not just survive but to thrive. He also gives us lots of different abilities to do life well and to do amazing things with our life. He also gives us family and community. He created that so that people could flourish. He gave us all the different nations and cultures, all those beautiful foods that we get from around the world. And we get families where people can grow and mature and be loved. He also gives us emotions to feel things and to enjoy things and senses. And our memory verse for last week was John 11:35. Can everyone say it? Well done. Thanks for remembering that one. God gives that to everybody, everybody on the planet, everyone he created. He gives all of those things. And then for those willing to receive the extra most important gifts, he gives eternal salvation to anyone who will receive the gift of Jesus' death and resurrection. By grace, only a gift. We can't earn it. God's just generous. And out of that, he gives us forgiveness. He gives us new life. He takes our old heart and replaces it with a new one. He gives us faith and he gives us prayer to live a life that's extraordinary. He gives us a new identity. He gives us his family that I just so enjoy being a part of. And he has so much more that he wants to give us. And he also gives us spiritual gifts, and we're going to talk about that today. So God's the giver, and I apologize last week for the extra ER, but the reason behind him being a giver is that he's a giver so that we can be givers. Okay, so we're only givers because he's a giver. Okay, if that makes sense. So what does he want to do with the stuff he gives, all those things he gives us? He wants us to first and foremost enjoy him. He wants us to just bask in his goodness. He wants us to use what he's given us. He wants to grow and expand what he's given us. And he invites us to give back to him what he's given us. And invites us to give to others. And so that $10 challenge is just an illustration to say, give it away. Be creative in how you use that $10, but just use it to show God's kindness. And it's a whole lot easier to give away something you've just been given, isn't it? And all of the things that we do in our life are a gift. And God wants it to be easy for us to give away. So I just wanted that to be the context in which we look at spiritual gifts. It's not something we have to do. It's something we get to do. And we get to do it out of what God has given us. At the start of the year, we had these hope cards. We asked what people were hoping for in this year. And just a few of the responses were saying, I hope his people grow and mature in their faith. I hope that I can read this. I hope people recognized by spirit and encouraged into their giftings. I hope a sense of belonging for all people.
I hope for a sense of belonging for all people to feel heard, understood and included, to then step up into the role God has appointed for them in the church.
So we're hoping for God to do amazing things through our people. I don't know if anyone knows this particular guy. This is the guy that rang me on Christmas Eve at 7:30 in the morning after he had a spiritual dream about a church in a place called Madawi, and rang up as an encouragement at a time where we were going through a bit of a tricky spot to say to keep the fires burning, that God hasn't forgotten us, that God loves our hunger and just wants to encourage us to keep the fire burning. So his name is Lionel Rattenbury, and that's his wife, Mrs. Rattenbury. He's actually coming up to visit us and to minister to us in October. Johanna and I had a Zoom meeting with him. I meet with him about every 2 or 3 weeks. So Lionel had a prophetic word for us. He didn't know what we were focused on this term.
I saw a gerbera flower with multicoloured petals representing Overflow Church, with a kaleidoscope of so many flavours and varieties, bringing people who are vibrant and changing in colour. In the middle of the flower was not usual black centre, but a heart-shaped middle representing empowering leaders, creating a pleasing vibrancy among your people, which will allow God's vision for you to come to pass, which is going to have a massive influence on Madawi and surrounding communities. Overflow is not a small church is not small church minded, and God is equipping his people for the work of ministry and is also attracting people from all around.
So I just bless that word, that we are a church, a kaleidoscope of so many flavours and varieties, bringing people who are vibrant and changing in colour. That we do have empowering leaders, creating a pleasant vibrancy among us, and allowing God's vision for us to come to pass, to have a massive influence on Madawi and all the surrounding communities. Just bless that God is equipping us for the work of ministry and also attracting people from all around. Amen. So spiritual gifts. What are spiritual gifts? What are the different types of spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us as a church and as people to enjoy? So I just want to get myself set up. If you can just turn to someone nearby you or just have a think about what are all the different types of spiritual gifts that you're aware of that the Holy Spirit gives us to enjoy. I'll just give you a minute to discuss that if you would. Thank you. Okay, can I just the ones that first came to mind, really curious to know what were the first kind of spiritual gifts that people came to mind? Healing, passion, giving, hospitality, discernment, service, teaching, preaching, patience,
correction,
salvation. Yeah. So what I want to do is just go to God's word, and there's three particular passages that cover most of the spiritual gifts that are mentioned in the Bible. So I've invited three people to come and read them for me. If you could come forward.
All right. Romans 12:4-13. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. And you don't just get to pick one of these. You have to do, yeah. If God has given you the ability, if God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have the gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't pretend to just love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love one another with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality.
Thanks, Lockie. Who had the second one?
Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit perfectly together. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
Thanks, Peter. Christina.
There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God that does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have.
That's a lot of gifts, isn't it? That's amazing. And the good thing is, we don't have to have them all. In fact, it's important that we don't have them all. I think Jesus had them all, but we're not expected to. This is the things that we're going to look at over this term. And we are going to look at this range of gifts in our Connect groups. And really what spiritual gifts are, they're abilities that are empowered by the Holy Spirit that does the work of God, that builds his kingdom, and that demonstrates his loving grace to people around us. They're different expressions, and they're kind of in our Connect groups and midweek teaching. We're looking at them in the groups of word gifts, sign gifts, and deed gifts. So gifts that related to things that we speak out. The sign gifts are the supernatural gifts, and deeds are the kind of practical serving gifts. And so for those who got their $10 today, let's put it that way, weren't here last week, you can have the opportunity of getting access to our midweek teaching, not just in Connect groups. So if you want to join a Connect group, or if you want to get the midweek teaching that we'll email out, I'll just leave this on this table here. So come up afterwards and we can email that out for you to do as a devotion or a study, or if there's somebody that you live with or could meet with to discuss it, we'll give you some discussion questions. And if you're in a Connect group, we'll be covering these range of gifts. And if you'd like to join a Connect group, we'll also facilitate that. So that's going to be our midweek teaching, the Word, Sign and Deed, Spiritual Gifts. And over the next 6 weeks, John Pass is going to lead us through these fivefold gifts, these brilliant gifts that God has given for church to flourish. And so we're going to learn and appreciate how God wants to gift us in the ability to be equipped in all of through these different giftings. So I won't go into that today. I'll save for that for John to introduce next week. So that's a little sign-up form. And this is the guy who's doing our midweek teaching. If we could play that video, thanks.
Now, when it comes to spiritual gifts, there are a lot of varieties. Some are what we would call extraordinary, like healing. Others are very ordinary, like service. How can I help? In addition, sometimes the gifts are a one-time occasion, and sometimes they're ongoing ministry. Generally speaking, there are three categories of gifts. Some of you are going to do ministry with your hands. You're very practical people. You're like, I don't want to argue. Can we do something? You're those people. We love you. You're building something. You're serving somewhere. It's a lot of practical, physical investment. That's what you do. Your gifts are in serving. Some of you, your gifts are in speaking. You're going to encourage. You're going to teach. You're going to instruct or correct. And you're largely verbal. And then the third category is the more controversial one. It's called the sign gifts or the supernatural gifts. This is like tongues, healing, prophecy, miracles. And so my hope and prayer in this whole series is not only do you know who God is, but you know who you are and who God made you to be. Because ministry is what God does for you, in you, and through you. Jesus lived and died for you, rose for you. The Holy Spirit does a work in you. He changes your desires, your nature, gives you gifts and a calling. And all of a sudden you want to learn the Bible, you want to pray, you want to serve Jesus, and then God works through you. And that's ministry. And so figuring out your divine design prepares you for God working through you to do meaningful, valuable, purposeful ministry. And I'll just tell you how exciting this is. Some of you are serving in ministry and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But for some of you, you're going to meet with someone and say something, and that's going to be God speaking through you. You'll be like, I didn't even think of that. And that ministered to them, or God reminded me of that scripture, or I prayed for them and God answered that prayer and he showed up. And you're going to see the Holy Spirit working through you, which is really the focus of our time together in this series.
So again, just invite you not to miss out on that teaching series. I'll send you a link to about a 20-minute video each week, and they're the ones that we're going to be enjoying in Connect Group. Much better value in Connect Group, so you get to do it and enjoy a relationship with some of your church family. But I just wanted to just finish off just to talk about the emphasis of spiritual gifts and how God wants us to enjoy spiritual gifts. The first thing is to explore and to understand them. And really, that's what this term is about. Every week, there'll be different gifts that we'll be exploring and unpacking and helping us to appreciate. Some of those will stir you up and you go, Yeah, I've got that. For others, it'll be like, oh yeah, I'm glad someone else has got that. But it's still helpful to know the range of gifts that God has given and are active in our church and in people so that we can call it out, so we can encourage people. We really want to understand all of the different gifts. And everybody gets a gift. No one misses out. When you come into a relationship with Jesus and you're born again, the Holy Spirit gives you gifts or brings spiritual gifts to life. And we really want you to have a good understanding of what the spiritual gifts are and how they work. Now, these aren't all the spiritual gifts. The first spiritual gifts mentioned in the Bible was in the Old Testament, and it was the craftsmen. It was the tradies building the tabernacle were given the Holy Spirit to be able to build extraordinarily. And there's gifts like our music worship team. They're not mentioned in the Bible. So there's a lot of other gifts. And again, spiritual gifts are really anything that the Holy Spirit empowers to do God's work in people and in the church. But they're the ones we're going to be exploring. And we want to discover them for ourselves. And I was sharing with one of the three Connect groups I was at last week how I used to dread the thought of public speaking. And so teaching was never in my mind as being a gift that I carried. In fact, the first 3 years of ministry where I worked in a church full-time, I preached once in 3 years, and that was the last Sunday when I was saying goodbye. Then the next church, I took their offer of employment on the condition that I didn't have to do any preaching or teaching. And then 6 months into the job, the senior pastor left. And the elder said, "Who's going to be doing the preaching?" And they all looked at me. And I was like, "Hang on a second. I don't do that." I was terrified. And then God tricked me into it, and I quite enjoy it. It's not easy. But yeah, sometimes it's discovering it for ourselves. Sometimes it's just taste and see, test it out. So don't write off some of the gifts that you may not understand, and let the Holy Spirit bring them to life in you. And we want to grow and develop in them as well. We want to get around the gifts that God has given us. If we want to be more useful with them, more powerful with them, it's good to get around other people who carry a similar gifting. We can learn from each other and develop each other and encourage each other. And the other really important thing about spiritual gifts, again, even for those weeks where you'll be sitting doing the teaching going, "None of these relate to me," it's still important both for us to understand what we have to give, what we've been given to give, but also important to receive. We need to be generous receivers in church, because that's the way we allow other people to exercise their spiritual gifts. Does that make sense? So that's why God created us, so that we are reliant on each other, that we don't have them all, and that all of us together complete the body of Christ and are able to do all of the things that he's called us to do. So I just want to finish off just again to emphasize that spiritual gifts are really important and really powerful and so much fun and so effective. But we don't want to focus too much on the gifts for the gifts themselves. Holy Spirit is the key to spiritual gifts. And it's easy to go to let our spiritual gifts even take us away from God. So we want to keep the Holy Spirit first and foremost in our mind, that it's Him working in us. And as I used this verse last week, and it's just such an encouragement that when Jesus was departing earth, he said, "It's so good that I'm going away. Don't worry about me heading off. For if I don't go away, then you'll miss out on this person, the ultimate helper. He's a comforter. He's an advocate. He's an intercessor. He's a counselor. He's a strengthener. He's a standby. He's the one that comes alongside. And when I go, I'll send him the Holy Spirit, and he'll be in close fellowship with you all the time." The Holy Spirit is the key. And the Holy Spirit is a person. He's not just, "May the force be with you." He's an actual person, the three persons of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is separate to Jesus the Son, God the Father. Holy Spirit is a person. And there's something changes when you understand that and relate to him as a person. But he's the one that Jesus sends us to give us power. In Acts with the first church, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And then you'll be my witnesses. People will see what I'm like." And as Paul encourages us in Ephesians, I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Who wants to be empowered by the Holy Spirit? He's the one that does it. He's also the one that allocates the gifts. So if you've got any complaints about what you've been given, take it to him. No. There's also this encouragement in the scriptures to eagerly desire spiritual gifts. So there's nothing that's going to stop him giving you a gift that you may eagerly desire. But as we read in Corinthians, all these things, the gifts, the achievements, the abilities, the empowering, are brought about by one and the same Holy Spirit, distributing to each one individually, just as he chooses. Glad I don't have that job. And the Holy Spirit is the person who helps us grow as a church. Again, in Acts, the church then had peace throughout the whole area, became stronger as the believers lived in the fear of the Lord, and with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, it also grew in numbers. And the encouragement in Timothy, this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when he laid hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, self-discipline. And finally, most importantly, the spiritual gifts are really important. We're going to focus on them and enjoy them and unpack them. But we want to focus on the Spirit first and foremost, and we want to be filled with the Spirit. We want the Spirit to be overflowing in us. And the Holy Spirit wants us to be filled by him, and he wants to come on us and work through us to bring glory to God, to bring us into a closer relationship with the Father, to bring other people into a relationship with the Father, to get a taste of their goodness. All of these spiritual gifts are just all creative ways of people to experience the supernatural love of God. And so we need to be asking, desiring to be filled by his Spirit, to be filled by the Spirit of love, so that then we're empowered to love beyond our own abilities. Amen. Those last two verses, and I'll invite Chris to close in praying for us to savor the spiritual gifts, but to savor the Holy Spirit even more so. But as we read in Acts 13, because of the abundant presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives, the disciples were overflowing with happiness. Who doesn't want to be overflowing with happiness? And in Ephesians 5, don't get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Just a reminder, don't miss out on the teaching, obviously the Sundays. And if you miss a Sunday, Aaron and Michelle generously record the messages so we can listen to them when we're driving around. But if you want to get the midweek teaching videos, you can do that either by getting us to line up in a Connect group or to email that out. But I just bless you. And while I'm on holidays, I bless you even more. I'm going to miss you, I'm sure. I just love this church and I love what God's got in store for us. And I'm going to love to see stuff come to life as opportunities and awareness and a freshness and excitement for the things that God has prepared in advance for us to do, just to build and build and build. So I just bless you in the name of Jesus. I just pray that you'll just have the right heart to enjoy the spiritual gifts, not to feel burdened or comparing or worried or am I good enough or am I doing it good enough. When it comes to spiritual gifts, we're all learners. There's always more. And it's all for God's glory. Amen? Thanks, Chris.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the gift of Holy Spirit. And Jesus, you taught us that if earthly fathers love to give good gifts to their children, how much more does our Heavenly Father love to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So we are asking for Holy Spirit to come and fill afresh each of us. We want to keep on being filled. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you afresh into our lives, into our thoughts, into our actions. We welcome the gifts that you have given and are giving us and are developing in us and in others. We welcome you into our church community, into our fellowship, so that we are like that gerbera, the multicoloured graces, the multicoloured gifts just begin to flourish among us, so that people see you, Jesus. They see how amazing you are, that we get to love on the people who don't yet know you. We get to see your kingdom come in beautiful, extraordinary and ordinary ways that just show how brilliant you are. So we say, come, Holy Spirit. We welcome your work in us. We open our hearts to you. We love you. And we ask that our times over these next weeks will be rich, full of life and encouragement, and will overflow to show your love to people who don't yet know you. I bless each of us with just the beautiful ability to hear and obey your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.